The TV show Wednesday night got massive, massive audience figures. Thank you for supporting the telly show. It's back in May. And of course, this little radio show continues to tick on with your help. If you've got a story, nolan@bbc.co.uk, nolan@bbc.co.uk is how you contact us with a story. And here's some of our output from the last week.
Do you know what my passion is? My passion is
eating.
You're not going to get stuck into me, are you?
Yes, Chubstep.
He urged us not even to vote for a budget for next year, so the public sector workers wouldn't have even had the money in the departments to pay their wages.
The thing is an absurdity, but what it says to me, I'd say, are you serious about winning or not?
Good-looking, skinny wee runts like you actually drive me insane.
Ask Stephen how much he gets paid, and Thomas, just bear in mind that I know what he gets paid.
Jim Allister's waiting for us from the DUP, the leader of the TUV, sorry. Not the DUP anymore. Good morning to you, Mr. Allister.
Good morning.
Slip of the tongue there.
Are you the naked cyclist?
Is it illegal? Is there some type of nudist association around Whitehead?
I have to say I'm not happy with the work in progress.
Yeah, but do you really think that a junior producer, some type of junior presenter, would have got away with what Clarkson's got away with over the years?
Don't have a budget, Stephen.
I've never heard
anything
worse in my life.
Hold on. Go on strike.
Hold on.
An absolutely excellent idea on behalf of the Orange Order.
How can the Orange Order, could they not get the apprentice base to give them a hand?
You've got one hell of a brass neck tonight.
That Bomber Graham's on.
Five stone. What have you eaten? Have you been eating the audience?
There you go. The key to life. Find a woman who's out of your league. Convince her she isn't.
I can't think of anything worse.
And the message back to us is, well, give us another £1 billion and we'll be able to sort it out.
Let me finish, because I was sitting and listening to your nonsense for quite some time. Right?
They're standing against each other for some seats and then running joint candidates in others.
I'll tell you why we're saying no to a pact, because essentially it's sectarian.
And it's not home till 5 o'clock. That is somebody who definitely deserves a pay rise.
On a different issue, have you ever eaten goat?
Pardon?
Alex, who is the SDLP candidate in Fermanagh, South Tyrone?
That's right, to be chosen. That's for our electorate in South,
okay,
in Fermanagh, South Tyrone to choose. The Stormont Castle Agreement, Stephen, as you well know, we're the only party to oppose it.
Gregory Campbell, what's your slogan now? Prods or us? Is it helpful,
Stephen,
for you,
Stephen,
to say that loyalists are being hunted down like
Stephen,
dogs?
Stephen.
Where's your evidence for that? Who's hunting loyalists down like dogs,
isn't?
Billy?
Who isn't?
My room is closer to the doorway, and he would come into my room and get into the bed with me.
Richard, were there ever any high-profile politicians, either in Northern Ireland or England, involved in your abuse?
Yes, there were.
Well, I'm delighted to say that Mark and Declan are with us in the studio now.
Great. So, yes, just... as Paddy said, he's been dealt a lot of good cards. We've just been dealt a bit of a bad card, and... just tried to deal with it in a certain way.
He has full cognitive workings of his brain. He fully understands the world. My interpretation of it would be like being buried alive.
Bring him peace. Bring him joy. He is young.
That's a lot of very, very powerful radio from just over the last few days alone, probably the last 10, 14 days or so. And thank you very much for helping us make it happen. And I mean this, like, it's not written down on the screen or anything like that, but it's when we put little montages together like that and I hear what you guys allow us to do within a couple of weeks period. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to work for this place, and it's a pleasure to be talking to you every day, and I mean that. So thank you.